It has been an absolutely joyful, rewarding, challenging, fascinating, and occasionally bumpy ride, and I wouldn't change a thing.
A trailblazer for women in journalism. When Barbara Walters started out at NBC in the early 1960s, women struggled to be taken seriously in the newsroom. But in the years that followed, she built her name as one of the most revered figures in American journalism.
When women tell me that they've entered the field of journalism or went to school to study it because of me, that's my legacy. That makes me very proud. That's lasting. There weren't these women when I began, and I'm so glad if I could inspire anyone.
Walters made headlines herself in 1976 when she became America's first female network news anchor. It came with a then unprecedented $1 million salary.
But if you were in charge of the defense, did it just get away from you? What happened?
Already a household name, her hard-hitting interviews with presidents, royalty, and pop culture icons solidified her place as a star in the world of news. Walters became a fixture at NBC for the next four decades. As her stature grew, she blurred lines between journalist and celebrity.
Well, it's very exciting and thrilling and kind of crazy. I mean, to be a star, you know, when you're in the news department, you're not considered a star. You're considered a very serious journalist. At least you hope you are. So, I mean, this is my claim to immortality.
Walters received countless awards for her work, including a Peabody and 12 Emmys. In her later career, she continued to break new ground with her daytime panel show, The View. The all-female chat show proved an unexpected hit, a testament to her continued appeal and her capacity for reinvention.
I hope that I will be remembered as a good and courageous journalist. I hope that some of my interviews, not created history, but were witness to history, although I know that title's been used. And I think that when I look at what I have done, I have a great sense of accomplishment. I don't want to sound, you know, proud and haughty, but I think I've had just a wonderful career.